For Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. If the Washington Post's unnamed source is correct, the sensitive, if not highly classified, information President Trump shared with the Russian foreign minister the other day was about how ISIS was working on bombs in laptops. In fact, U.S. and European officials are meeting in Brussels today to discuss a global approach to banning laptops in the cabins of flights from some airports. The U.S. and Britain already have some bans in place. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more on today's meeting.
Transatlantic flights can be long and boring, but they give business travelers valuable hours to work on their tablets and laptops. Michael Boyd, an aviation consultant, says a ban on them would be a deterrent to flying.
Many of those business people will say, I'll find other ways of communicating, because if I can't take my laptop, I won't be effective on this trip.
If would-be travelers instead opt for, say, video conferencing, airlines could see big losses.
They make up over 50% of the revenue. So everyone you lose because he or she does not want to check their MacBook Pro is going to be a real hit.
Brian Summers is with travel industry website Skift. He says a ban wouldn't just hurt airlines and business travelers, but also the U.S. tourism industry.
Hotels and rental car companies and tour companies and really anybody who deals with tourists on a day-to-day basis.
Some experts see today's meeting as a sign the ban will likely go through. A spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security says no decision has yet been made. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.